time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Well, in the tease of this, I said that I was about to say that it's the worst way that you could have soup, but I can think of a worse way. So the second worst way that you could have soup, and definitely the worst way you could probably have it in your mouth. Progresso soup.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
How else are you going to have soup?
Well,
I mean, that is just...
Well, what if I took soup and made it into, like, soup cop broths?
I'm sorry, what?
Cough drops?
Oh.
That they turn them into drops. Progresso has soup drops. Soup you can suck on.
No. No, man. No. So, chicken noodle soup, cough drop?
But it's not like a cough drop. It's not like a cough drop. It's like, you know those like strawberry candies that are wrapped in like the strawberry foil wrapper?
Yeah.
That, but chicken noodle soup.
So they're like hard shell on the outside, mm-hmm. kind of soft on the inside? Mm-hmm. No. How does this make it through the levels of a corporation to get to the point where they actually manufacture it?
I mean, this is the disruptor, you know, marketing type stuff. I'm sure this is not a product they're going to carry for a long period of time.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're disrupting my appetite for what soup brand is this?
Progresso.
Progresso. Yep. Don't want that.
In case you didn't know it, because everything has a month, January is National Soup Month.
Well, I mean, who didn't know that?
I mean, January is a good month for it. It's typically pretty cold.
They call it the drops are the ultimate cold and flu season comfort.
No.
They're available online right now, but they're sold out, but not for long. They'll be restocking them.
Who's buying this? And why? The best part about soup is when it's warm. Cold soup is terrible.
Yeah.
You get 20 individually wrapped soup drops per can, plus an actual can of Progresso Tradition Chicken Noodle Soup. The cost is $2.49, plus you pay 99 cents for shipping. Huh.
Not worth it.
I kind of want
not worth it. How much do you have to love soup for that?
I kind of want to do this and just put them in a bag of like Halls.
Oh, so you throw it like the Harry Potter, their jelly beans where some taste like boogers or whatever. Yeah, you could.
I'm
roll
not.
That.
If I'm not mistaken, I actually have a bag of Bean Boozled beans in my bag.
Do you?
And I was waiting for the right time to bust it out.
Are they in your bean bag?
Mm.
But what would be the right time? Like, you just roll into a bank and they have their little jelly belly dish and you just go, bloop, and dip these right on in there?
Or just, you know, act like it's nothing and just, yeah. Like, hey, you want some?
You want some of this candy here?
I thought
you blew your cover. Now I'm never taking jelly beans from you because I love me some jelly beans.
And that was the thing.
I'm probably
like,
going to forget this conversation
like,
in a
do
day,
I, do
so
I do
you'll
it
be
here?
Fine.
Well, I know. I mean, the easy thing to do is just take a little tray and put them out.
Yeah, watch people's face just...
Oh, that's interesting. Like, those
earwax.
Are pretty good. And then get a... Well, because there's some good ones in there.
Yeah, they do.
But there's some dangerous ones in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like earwax.
Yeah, earwax is like... How do you even, like... Is somebody tasting earwax? But yeah, no, you got the flavor right.
I mean, I've tasted my earwax before unintentionally. Not like I'm picking something out of my ear.
How do you like, unintentionally do that?
Yeah, it's sour. Yeah. I hope everybody enjoyed their lunch. Yeah, no. Like, I had something in my ear.
I almost threw up.
Picked my ear, and then I think I ate something. Like, I had, like, a chip. I was like, what is that? I figured it out. Yeah.
A little too much dip on your chip, huh?
Dude, gross. It was gross.
Oh.
But I've done it.
Oh, God.
I've done it. It's not good. It's not good.
You know that feeling you get when your mouth waters and you're about to throw up? I'm on the edge of that right now.
0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Oh, man.
I'm not sitting there eating my earwax, though. It's happened, though. It's gross.
Yeah, like some of these flavors, I'm just like, you know, they just find somebody like those people that, what do they call it? Is it pica? People eat the weird stuff?
No idea. I don't even know what that word is.
There's a disorder for like people who like eat
that's
couch
what it's called?
Stuffing and or eat boogers or like
it's called weird.
Oh yes,
my strange
actually,
addiction.
Yeah, but there's also like there's
like
people like eat like weird things or like it might even be like people who eat like people who eat like dry skin.
Ew.
Like come on, like that's the worst thing about all these.
Like there's I'm like earwax and then I'm like ew, gross, dry skin.
Yes,
yeah, it.
Yeah, no,
it happened.
The dry skin was the chip for the dip.
Yeah. Gross, dude. That is so bad. Back to these Progresso cough drops. Bad. Don't do that. That is... Do they have little bits of chicken in them and carrots?
Like freeze-dried?
No. No,
I mean, I mean, they had to like boil it down into like a nothing but a
stew. Again, here is where the question of why and how did this make it through the layers of Progresso to where they're like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this. Somebody came up with the idea. Somebody had to make it. Then they take it to, I don't know, I can't imagine. Well, actually, this is how it was probably, this is probably how it did as I'm explaining this. There probably isn't like a very big think tank at Progresso of how you are going to change the soup game, right? So anytime a new idea comes, they're like, well, look at that. That is different. It's a little bit different than just using a different type of pepper to put into this product.
Mm. Yeah.
So they went, we're going to cough drop it. And they're like, hey, we haven't changed the game here in 150 years, so maybe this is going to be it. It wasn't a good idea. It was literally the idea that was pitched to be different at Progresso.
Mm.
All right.
Vancouver Ford text line, wasn't Danny supposed to try the Doritos-flavored vodka? Thank you for the reminder. It's actually in stock now, and I will order a bottle in the commercial break.
I forgot about that.
It says the flavors are nacho cheese, corn tostada, umami with a hint of acidity.
Oh, look at that.
Anytime anybody says umami, like on a cooking show, I want to slap the taste out of their mouth.
Why?
That word, it's just, it's always said
ooh,
so.
Umami.
Yeah. Well, no. It's never said fun. See, like if it did it like that, it'd be more fun.
Mm.
But it's always like, oh, it has a strong umami vibe to it. And I'm like, stop it. There's always like a level of like pretentiousness said behind umami.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay. It has that great herbaceous flavor.
Tastes a little different than ay papi.
Yeah, or the matcha or rose water. I was like, okay. Things that people
I don't know what
don't
any of those
like,
things taste like.
Well, things that people don't like for $1,000.
What is rose water?
It's like water that tastes like rose.
Oh,
like,
yeah, why?
It tastes terrible. Like, it tastes like soap. It's so funny, like complete derailing here. Anytime you watch one of these cooking shows and they're like, yeah, no, we use pistachio and rose water. I'm like, oh, so you lost. Like, oh, I've never, ever seen any contestant use, like, matcha, rose water, umami, like, any of these other, like, you know, different flavors.
Yeah.
And win.
Hmm.
It's like, yeah, no. What, there's another one that's it's like it tastes like dirt. I can never remember what it is. And it's like, I think it is matcha. And like, yeah, it's an earthy flavor. I'm like, no, it tastes like dirt.
Tastes like dirt.
Dirt. Yeah. That's you add an essence of dirt to your food.
There we go.
And never have I been like, you know what this food needs? Dirt.
This is getting you really angry.
Because people don't know how to win these shows.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's like, you're getting sent home. What are you? I'm like, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to use some rose water. I'm like, you're getting sent home.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. It isn't
like,
going to end well.
It's like watching like any of those survival shows, and you see them like, I see the water right here, but I'm going to move away from the water source to go find my food. I'm like, no. Don't do that. The food comes to the water.
The reason why they do it, though, is because how many restaurants are like high-end restaurants, and you go to them and you're like, this food is not good.
Mm.
Like, you're trying way too hard. Yeah. Way too hard.
It's like, I'm going to put a bump of a beluga caviar on top of this cake. And I'm like,
no.
No, it's
very, a cake, dude.
Yeah, like, no, you don't need to mix the salty with sweet here, guys. The sweet was banging. Yeah. Like, we don't.
You don't need to church it up.
Yeah, the mango puree was working, buddy.
Yeah, let's just roll with the goods.
You don't need to add the anchovy.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, your palate isn't. It's like, no, shut up. You like eating dirt.
Yeah. Sophisticated palate. I'm like, no. My palate just doesn't like crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, again, Progresso soup, canned drops, crap.
There we go.
If I ordered these, would you even try them?
No.
Rust?
Wouldn't even try it.
I would probably try one.
Okay.
I'll
film you.
Just for the curiosity.
I would love to put it in a Hall's cough drop bag and be like, here you go, guys.
See, I don't like cough drops to begin with.
Well, you're like, oh, they're sick. Like, I mean, you know.
They're like sucking on a hard candy.
The mentholiptus.
I don't like, it's like any hard candy. I'm not a big fan of hard candies.
Really?
Yeah, just like ones that you just put in your mouth and suck on them. I don't like.
Not a big jawbreaker guy?
Nope.
I left it clean enough, I think.
Mm-mm.
We'll see.
I'll
check it out.
I think there's just enough of a break in there.
Yep.
So, all right, but that's where we sit on, things that...
Progresso cough drops.
The second worst way for you to take soup.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you know what is next? Clam chowder.
God, solidified seafood. That's, oh, God. I don't know. We're speaking of, we need a palate cleanser.